Welcome to the Wealth Expertise Podcast. I'm your host, Madhu Kodidala, founder of Wealth Expertise Hub, and I'm here to redefine the mindset of salaried professionals towards debt and create the abundant wealth of your wish and live the freedom life. So let's dive into today's podcast. Today, I'm diving into a critical aspect of wealth creation, that is expense tracking. Stay tuned as I'm exploring practical tips to ensure accuracy in your financial records. So I'm giving the strategies here, that five strategies. In these five strategies where you can get the clarity about why this expense tracking is important and how you need to implement in the right way and how you need to get the clarity about goal, what you are really want to achieve. So the strategy one is the significance of expense tracking. Why this is expense tracking is most important. Expense tracking is the cornerstone of effective money management. It provides a clear picture of your spending habits and identify areas of your potential savings and ensures your financial accuracy. So let's uncover the secrets to mastering this fundamental skill first. So that's what this expense tracking is the most significant role it will play. And the second strategy is blueprint to financial accuracy, please. The blueprint to financial piece emphasizes precision in expense tracking. Here are actionable tips to align your tracking efforts with the clear blueprint principles. What is the major aspirations? What is the major intent? What you need to get? That is, first is digital tools. In a digital era, we need to adopt these things. The second thing is understanding about the root analysis of your income and regular audits. Under the digital tools, utilize budgeting apps and a software, or even one small sheets, Google Sheet app is enough for you to track on every day. Don't go for any so-called costly apps. One Google Sheet is enough. Track date, income, expenses, day wise, what are the expenses, everything can have that clarity. So if you found other tools, you can go and use that. It's a quick disclaimer. And at the root analysis, apply the root analysis wealth model to understand the root causes of your expenses, enabling targeted about your adjustments. Why this root analysis wealth model will be helpful for you? Understanding of your income, understanding of your expenses, what is your emergency fund, what is your plan, what is your goal, what is your expenses, what is your current income, what are the assets you want to purchase, what is a good debt, what is a bad debt, everything will be clearly accumulated and understand the things. That's why this root analysis wealth model will be most important to understand, to become great, to have an understanding of the financial peace blueprint. And regular audits. Why this under the regular audits is important? Conduct periodic audits of your expenses to catch any discrepancies and refine your budgeting strategies. Why? Because you don't know which purpose the amount is going to spend on which area. So that's why you need to check on a consistent manner, at least weekly once, or at by 2 days at least once. So that will be good for you to know where the money is going. So that's why this blueprint is financial accuracy is most important. And the third strategy is categorization of your strategies. So accurate categorization is the key to meaningful expense tracking. So why this consideration is important? Detailed categories you need to segregate. That is first thing. And variable versus fixed expenses you need to segregate. And priority categorization, that is also you need to segregate. And under detailed category, break down your categories into specific subcategories for a granular view of your spending. So kitchen expenses, like example, I'll give the kitchen expenses. In the kitchen expenses, so what is the subcategories it will come? So groceries, vegetables, or any normal gas expenses. So water purifying expenses. So everything, so whatever the kitchen expenses is happening, you need to segregate that. And you just come into the hall. What is the hall expenses? What is your fuel expenses? What is your electricity bill expenses? What is your electricity bill, how many units it is going to be accrued in every month? Understand that. and also cable bill expenses, your water expenses, your servant expenses, everything you should be clearly categorized. Then you know the things. And variable versus, under variable versus fixed expenses, differentiated between fixed and variable expenses is most important. How? This identifying areas where you can exercise more control. What is your fixed monthly expenses and what is your variable expense? Under variable expenses, you don't know which amount is spending on which type of category. Fixed expenses, you know, rent is compulsory, your fuel is compulsory, your servant fee is compulsory, and your children's education is compulsory. If any elders are there, if any senior citizens are there, that medicine is mandatory. So these are all the fixed expenses. So you need to have this intent, and also you need to priority your categorization. Under this priority, assign priorities to categories based on your financial goals. This ensures the essential expenses are addressed first. So I told you, these are the major categorization where you need to get the clarity. So understanding about the categories and understanding about the variable versus fixed assets, understanding the priority. So these categorization strategies will be affect more. It will impact your financial decision in a good way. So please start doing now. And the fourth secret is real world applications. Let's bring these strategies to life with real world applications. Why I'm calling this a real world applications? So imagine you are tracking your monthly expenses through Excel, through app or XYZ things. What is that digital receipts? What are the emergency fund contributions? What are the entertainment expenses? You need to categorize all these things, right? So under the digital receipts, wherever you are going, wherever you are spending, you are going for a departmental store or a shopping mall, you have purchased something, they are giving receipts, but you are throwing that receipts out. It's right, no? But how much money you are spending there, just you are getting an SMS and all, and getting a bank statement or credit card statement is there. But whether you are seeing that receipts or not in a right way is most important. So please have this clarity and automatically categorize when using your digital payment methods, please. Understand. And emergency fund contributions, how? Create a specific category for emergency fund. So that contributes much to you. Every month, at least you need to have 6 months of your monthly expenses. 6 months of monthly expenses you should segregate for emergency fund. So regularly monitor that fund. And entertainment expenses, you need to break down. You're going for a movies, you're purchasing any subscriptions of Netflix, Prime Video, and XYZ things. Break down that expenses and note down that. Or any streaming expense, any expenses. Or for any recreational expenses. Or dining out, going for any restaurants. Everything you should be clearly decoded. This provide insights into your spending, please. Discretionary spendings. So please understand, this is the most important factor in your life. The fifth strategy is troubleshooting and refinement. Why I'm calling this troubleshooting? Expense tracking is an evolving process. It's not that easy. Everybody's thinking that it is easy work. But after 2 days, after 3 days, never ever. So please understand. That's why it's troubleshooting and refinement is important. So address common challenges also at every time. So cash transactions, unexpected expenses, and regular reviews of your expenses. So everything, it will be come under the things, please. Develop a system for tracking cash transaction to maintain a comprehensive view of your spending. That's one of the major fact. And under the unexpected expenses, allocate a miscellaneous category for unexpected expenses. Periodically review this category to identify patterns and adjust your budget accordingly. Why this unexpected expenses is happening? Why this miscellaneous? Most probably this unexpected expenses category of miscellaneous is important because when you go out and purchase some snacks and purchase some XYZ product and you are not planned and you need to mention that amount into the miscellaneous and what is the exact total how much money per month is happening under miscellaneous. Then that track and if any possibility is it to reduce that. And why it is happening, analyze that. So that's what this most important refinement is important. So regular reviews is also one of the major factors. Conduct regular reviews of your tracked expenses. What you already planned, whether this particular plan is happening or not, or any unexpected or any miscellaneous expenses happening huge. Why this is happening if it is there? So analyze everything. So identify areas of improvement and refine your budgeting strategies accordingly so that you will get the clarity. That's what this refinement is important. So these are the five elements, five strategies I decoded here to master your expense tracking to become a financial literacy. So that is significance of your expense tracking, blueprint to financial accuracy, categorization of your all the strategies, what you want to get, and real world applications, and how you need to refine your expenses. So as we conclude today's episode, remember that mastering expenses tracking is a journey, not a destination. The blueprint to financial peace provides you with the tools, and these practical tips serve as your guide. If you have any specific questions or topics you would like us to cover, feel free to reach out at the mail connect@madhukodidela.com. Until next time, signing off, Madhu Kodidela, founder of Wealth Expertise Hub. And I'm confident this podcast has given the deeper insights about this mastering of savings. Please share this podcast to your friends and well-wishers so that they will get benefit, please. And I'm giving one Elite Club group link here. Click that link and join that link so that you will get the daily financial bites like this, so that you will be benefited to refine your financial knowledge and to redefine your mindset towards financial situations of as of now what you have. So please click and join. And also one more link which has been given in the description, that is a permanent association with me, that's a lifelong association with me. Go and click that link and subscribe that link so that you will see the reality of life and how you need to evolve, why this is important, and whether this particular scenario is most effective way or not, you will understand. And to scale your finances to the next level, what is the most priority factor in your life is to achieve financial peace, right? So please click that link and subscribe. Until then, Madhu Kodidela, founder of Wealth Expertise Hub, signing off. Let's see you in the next episode. Thank you. Have a nice day.